You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 157 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Kelly Sharon, and I am joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
Happy 3-year anniversary, bud.
Woohoo! How are we celebrating?
Yeah, so we've been on these mics for about 3 years now, delivering the goods every week. We haven't missed a single week, so I feel like it is definitely worth celebrating.
Look at us go.
Look at us go. We also recently hit 900,000 downloads, which felt big and exciting. So I feel like we have momentum. So thanks to everybody who has supported us along the way. We will be celebrating today with not one triple tater, not two triple taters, but three triple taters. That's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Crazy. Also, I have a bonus round at the end of the episode, round six, that is a music connection round. So you just get a little bit of extra content.
Woohoo!
And you get one really excited host and one really excited quizmaster. Happy to celebrate with you all.
Yeah, let's do it.
So Kelly, you joined the podcast towards the end of the first year, right?
Yeah, I have not done 3 full years.
No, but you've been on board with me longer than you have not.
Woohoo, yeah.
I like that. Don't leave me. If I can't have you, no one will. Why are you laughing? So before we kick off the fun, just a little reminder, you have one more week to check out our visual round before we switch that out. Also, we continue to receive a ton of really nice 5-star reviews. So thank you so much for people that are taking the time to submit those. To name a few, a shout out to Sophia and E, Rebooted Reboot, Tara and Grant, Victoria and Brittany, Danny 5005, as well as Rain McA, who included some nice words about my cat, who I recently lost. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate your kindness there. Also, we have not one, not two, but three new patrons.
Woohoo.
Thank you very much, Max, Tess, and Courtney.
One new patron for each year of the show.
Yeah. Good thing we're not only getting one patron every year, though.
No, that'd be rough.
That would be really rough. I mean, just word to the wise, though, if you're getting into the independent podcast game with any delusions of it being lucrative.
Those are delusions.
These are grand delusions. But you know what? We obviously are getting something out of it or else we wouldn't keep doing it.
All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round 5, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is Argentina. A-R-G-E-N-T-I-N-A. And the question that goes with this anagram is, what American chef and TV personality is best known for hosting the cooking show, The Barefoot Contessa? Moving on to round 1.
Round number 1 is called Three Hugger. In honor of our 3-year anniversary, this is a 3-themed general knowledge round.
Question number 1. What French author penned the historical adventure novel The Three Musketeers in 1844? Question number 2. The West Memphis Three refers to a trio of teenage boys who got convicted of a controversial 1993 murder that occurred in what U.S. state? Question number 3. What actress took home an Oscar, a SAG Award, a BAFTA, and a Golden Globe for her performance in the 2017 crime drama film three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Question number four. Often thought to be named Don't Worry About a Thing or Every Little Thing Is Going to Be All Right, what recording artist released the 1977 hit Three Little Birds? Question number five. List the three first names of the slapstick comedic actors who made up the Three Stooges. Question number six. There are three horizontal stripes on the Hungary national flag. What colors are the stripes? Question number seven. What two stars of the popular Hulu series Only Murders in the Building also starred together in the 1986 cult classic Western comedy film Three Amigos? Question number eight. In the nursery rhyme Three Blind Mice, who do the mice chase after and subsequently suffer their tails being cut off from?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round one, Three Hugger. Question number one. The French author who penned the 1844 novel The Three Musketeers is Alexandre Dumas. Question number two. The West Memphis Three refers to a trio of teenage boys who got convicted of a controversial 1993 murder that occurred in Arkansas.
Total garbage. There is significant evidence that proves that they did not do this crime. It's just satanic panic trash, and I'm mad.
Yeah, this is a wild one. It's ridiculous.
It's sad, is what it is. It's really sad.
Question number three. The actress who took home several major awards for her performance in the 2017 film Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri is Frances McDormand.
She's a character, but I'm a fan. I actually thought this movie was pretty great.
Oh, me too. I like her. I like Sam Rockwell. Mm-hmm. I liked them together in this one.
Yeah, for sure.
Question number four. The recording artist who released the 1977 hit Three Little Birds is Bob Marley and the Wailers. Question number five. The three first names of the Three Stooges are Curly, Moe, and Larry.
And Iggy Pop. Just kidding. The hairdos on these guys are not cute.
No, but very iconic.
It's very Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. All right.
Question number six. The colors of the three stripes on the Hungary national flag are red, green, and white. Feeling festive in Hungary.
Mm-hmm. And Italy.
Question number seven. The two stars of the Hulu series Only Murders in the Building, who also starred together in the 1986 film Three Amigos, are Steve Martin and Martin Short.
So their couple name would be like Steve Martin Short, right?
Yes. They should just do that.
Yeah, they should. Save all of our time. I have not watched Only Murders in the Building, and I did not know that Selena Gomez was in the mix until I saw them at the Emmys. I think they presented an award, and I actually really love her. I mean, obviously, who doesn't love Steve Martin? He also plays the banjo. Adorable.
Super cute.
But now I kind of want to watch it. Have you seen it?
I've seen season one. I've not yet watched season two. It was okay.
Oh,
ringing endorsement.
Question number 8. In the nursery rhyme, Three Blind Mice, the mice suffer their tails being cut off from the farmer's wife.
They deserved it. They were chasing her around. She had a carving knife. Read the room, little guys.
Yep. What can you say?
You know how I used to joke about how my cat runs a detail shop out of the back because she would detail all of the lizards and some of the mice?
Yes.
And then just bring them in fully alive and just drop them in the kitchen like, yeah, party time.
My new toy.
It was the worst. What I wouldn't give for one of those experiences right about now. But aww. I saw a lizard sunning itself on my front porch the other day and I was like, that's a nice tail. You're lucky. You're lucky my girl's gone.
Aww.
Our detail shop is closed for business, Kelly.
Oh, I hate that.
Me too.
Moving on to round 2.
Round number 2 is our audio round. This one is called Make It Last. So summer is officially coming to an end, but before we officially bombard you all with pumpkin spice and cottagecore nonsense, this is a music round consisting of songs with last in the title. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
1.
Once bitten, twice shy. I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me.
3.
My love has come along. My lonely days are over. And life is like a song.
5.
Cause I was sitting there bored to death, and in just one breath he said, you gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl. You know you drive me crazy, baby. You've got to turn into another man. Called you on the phone, no one's home.
7.
Down here, the age of 18, she blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving.
8.
I know I don't deserve it, but stay with me a minute. I swear I'll make it worth it. Can't you forgive me? At least just temporarily. I know that this is my fault. I should have been more careful. I know she gives you everything.
Here are the answers for round 2, Make It Last. Song number 1 was Last Night by The Strokes.
Last night, she said, oh, baby, so-
Song number 2 was Last Christmas by Wham.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next...
Song number 3 was Last Friday Night, TGIF by Katy Perry.
Last Friday night, yeah, we did some tabletops, and we took too many shots.
Song number four was At Last by Etta James.
At last.
Song number five was Last Resort by Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Song number six was Last Night a DJ Saved My Life by In Deep.
Last night a DJ saved my life.
Song number seven was Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the fame.
And song number eight was One Last Time by Ariana Grande.
So out of all of these songs on the list, I'm only mad about one of them. Can you guess?
Papa Roach.
Duh. I presented this round live recently and offered up some, you know, unsavory comments about Papa Roach. And then one of our quiz buds who gave me a ride home really gave me an earful on the way home about how she actually really does enjoy that song. And I was like, you do you.
Who is that?
Rose.
Rose.
But there's so many great ones on this list. I think the Strokes are an awesome band. Last Christmas is one of my favorite holiday songs.
It's my favorite.
So many classics on here. A good time.
Moving on to round three.
Round number three goes out to a recent patron, Brian. Brian has a very cute little family, a wife named Stephanie, and a little boy named Nico. He requested a round all about ice cream in dedication of his 18-month-old son.
Cutie.
Super cute. This round is called Ice Cream, You Scream. Ice cream, you scream. We all scream for eight tasty questions about ice cream. Thanks, Kelly.
Stupid. Thanks, Brian. And shout out to Stephanie and Nico. Question number one. In addition to being the namesake of a popular form of tag, what merchant is often credited with spreading ice cream throughout Europe? Question number two. Baskin-Robbins is the only ice cream chain in the world that has the unique 31 flavor concept. What is the significance of this number? Question number three. The dessert consisting of ice cream and cake topped with browned meringue was created in a New York City restaurant in 1867 to honor the U.S. acquisition of what now state from Russia. Question number four. Portrayed by Anna Chlumsky, in what coming-of-age 1991 film does the character Veda recite an adorable ode to ice cream, rhyming vanilla, chocolate, rocky road, even with pie a la mode? Question number five. What ingredient can be found in custard, but not ice cream? Question number six. Served side by side, what three flavors make up Neapolitan ice cream? Question number seven. The Instagram-worthy, vibrant confection-themed retail experience, Museum of Ice Cream, has popped up in six different U.S. cities to date. List four of them for a point. Question number eight. Unsurprising given their shared Vermont roots, Ben and Jerry's founders endorsed what presidential candidate in 2015? We are going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round three, Ice Cream, You Scream. Question number one. The merchant often credited with spreading ice cream throughout Europe is Marco Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
Thanks for not leaving me hanging. I was worried there.
I couldn't. Come get me.
Always. Thanks, Marco Polo.
Yeah. Pool fun, ice cream.
Party dude.
Colonialism.
No, wait.
Womp womp. Question number two.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that? Was that three more little mice losing their tails?
I don't think so, but it might have something to do with the number three.
I think it does. So as we mentioned at the top of the episode, we are including three triple taters this episode.
Wow.
To celebrate our three-year anniversary. Pew, 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 pew. So if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of one.
Baskin-Robbins's 31 flavor concept represents a different flavor for every day of the month.
I had no idea. Did you know?
Me either. No, I did not.
Ice cream every day.
Not a bad idea. Question number three. The dessert consisting of ice cream and cake topped with browned meringue that is named after a U.S. state is Alaska.
A baked Alaska. I've never had one of these.
Me either.
Sounds good.
I don't object.
Mm-mm.
I'll eat it.
Same. Has your little boy tried ice cream yet?
Nope.
Yeah, don't do it because once they try things like ice cream, then there's no going back, you know? You can't be like, and then here's your mashed peas.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm still trying to get him to eat things like spinach. So ice cream's off the menu for a bit.
For sure.
Question number four. The 1991 film where the character Veda recites an adorable ode to ice cream is My Girl.
Anna Chlumsky was so cute as a kid. Like all of her features were too big for her face, you know.
Oh, that's the cutest thing.
Yeah. This movie's a sad one, though.
I've not seen it.
Okay.
Question number five. The ingredient found in custard, but not ice cream, is egg yolk.
How do you feel about this?
I'm pretty pro custard.
Okay.
It's smooth.
How about Colonel Custard?
No.
Back to colonialism.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Question number six. The three flavors that make up Neapolitan ice cream are vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Love the vanilla, love the chocolate. Strawberry, straight to the trash.
It's not good.
I don't like it.
Me either. I'm not a fan.
I will say that when I wrote this question, though, I looked up whether there was a certain order, like a set order for Neapolitan.
Yes.
And there's not.
Oh.
Like sometimes chocolate's in the middle, sometimes strawberries in the middle, you know?
Yeah, you can have it your way.
Mm-hmm. Neapolitan, equal opportunity.
Question number seven. You needed to list four of the six U.S. cities where the Museum of Ice Cream has popped up, and they are Los Angeles, San Francisco, Miami, Austin, Chicago, and Manhattan.
And there's actually two locations in Manhattan, and we will also just accept New York City. Have you ever been to a museum of ice cream?
I have not. I thought about going to one in San Francisco, and then there was like a long line.
Yeah, it's a scene for sure. I went and I took my kids because
ice cream
and Technicolor and a swimming pool of sprinkles, etc. And the space was great, and I'm a huge fan of pop art, so I loved it from that angle. But man, the clientele.
The Instagram, man.
I can't.
It's too much.
It's wild. And then also looking back, we went pre-COVID. Ooh.
Yeah. Swimming in those sprinkle pools isn't looking so good now.
It's like a ball pit, you know?
There's a new variant up in those sprinkles.
Yeah. Not only narcissism was running wild, I'm sure there was also some bacterial infections.
Question number eight. In 2015, the presidential candidate that Ben and Jerry's founders endorsed was Bernie Sanders.
Did he have a special flavor?
I don't know if he did. I don't think so.
Let's look it up. He did.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Bernie's yearning.
Whoa.
Okay. Moving on to round four.
Round number four is called Turn on the Fans.
This round goes out to our taters. Thank you so much for your continued support. So in this round, we will give you the names of two tours, as well as the name of the fan group, and you will guess the artist. So an example would be if I said the tours were the Hot Fuss tour and the Imploding the Mirage tour, and the fan group name was the Victims. The answer would be the Killers.
Question number one. The tours are the Fame Ball Tour and Art Rave, the Art Pop Ball. And the fan group is Little Monsters. What is the artist? Question number two. The tours are Get Sleazy Tour and Rainbow Tour. The fan group is The Animals. Who is the artist? Question number three. The tours are Rapture Tour and The Recovery Tour. The fan group is Stans. Who is the artist? Question number four. The tours are the Sweet Sweet Fantasy Tour and Butterfly World Tour. The fan group is Lambs. Who is the artist? Question number five. The tours are Revolution Radio Tour and 99 Revolutions Tour. The fan group is Idiots. Who is the artist? Question number six. The tours are Dirty Computer Tour and The Electric Lady Tour. The fan group is Fandroids. Who is the artist? Question number seven. The tours are The House of Horrors Tour and Amazing Jekyll Brothers Tour. The fan group is Juggalos. Who is the artist? Question number eight. The tours are Milky Milky Milk Tour and Bangers Tour. The fan group is Smilers. Who is the artist?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round four, Turn on the Fans. Question number one. The tours were the Fame Ball Tour and Art Rave, the Art Pop Ball. The fan group was Little Monsters. And the artist is Lady Gaga.
I'm a little monster. How about you, Kelly?
Duh.
Paws up, claws up. Let's do it. I've seen her quite a few times in concert.
I have not, but I'm sure she's amazing.
She's incredible.
Question number two.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that? Was that you chomping your teeth into a butter toffee backbone?
And redistributing the riches.
Don't forget your boy. In actuality, that was our second of three triple taters of this episode. So if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of one.
The tours were Get Sleazy Tour and Rainbow Tour. The fan group was Animals. And the artist is Kesha.
Would you consider yourself an animal?
Yeah, but pretty passive.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't consider myself an animal, but I am a Kesha fan. I've never seen her live, but I really appreciate her talent and her arc. So
yeah, I was gonna say, big fan of the arc.
And I like it when she wears those cool little nudie suits, you know?
Yeah, those are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Question number three. The tours were Rapture Tour and The Recovery Tour. The fan group was Stans. And the artist is Eminem.
Would you consider yourself a Stan?
No.
Me either.
Though I did like his food truck called Mom's Spaghetti. That was as close as I've been to a fan. It's funny.
They should have sold sweaters with like fake vomit on it.
That would have been incredible.
Yeah. And really cool, especially out of context, you know.
For sure.
There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's Spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready.
Question number four. The tours were the Sweet Sweet Fantasy Tour and Butterfly World Tour. The fan group was Lambs. And the artist is Mariah Carey.
Are you a lamb?
No, not really.
She's so ridiculous. And I've never seen her in concert, but I mean, insanely talented. Why lambs, though?
I don't know.
Is it like the Lamb of God? Because she's God.
I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised.
I know. She's like crazy.
Question number five. The tours were Revolution Radio Tour and 99 Revolutions Tour. The fan group was Idiots. And the artist is Green Day.
I'm not going to ask you if you're an idiot because that sounds mean.
That's mean.
I know, right?
I'm not really. How about you?
I did listen to a lot of Green Day in high school. I've never been to a Green Day concert. I do like that Billy Joe Armstrong is openly bisexual. I think that's good for men to be outspoken about that.
Yeah, I want to see the American Idiot musical.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I would see that for sure.
I wouldn't because I always pretend like I don't like musicals. But then do you remember recently we did a whole round on musicals and then like...
Yeah, you liked them all.
Half of the musicals in question, I was just like, wasn't that one great? And I was like, oh, what's happening?
Exactly. I see right through you. You want to go to that Green Day musical?
I don't. I'm not doing it.
Question number six. The tours were Dirty Computer Tour and the Electric Lady Tour. The fan group was Fandroids. And the artist is Janelle Monae.
I would say I'm a Fandroid.
Yes.
How can you not love Janelle Monae?
I would love to go to one of their shows.
Me too. They're great.
Question number seven. The tours were the House of Horrors Tour and Amazing Jekyll Brothers Tour. The fan group was Juggalos. And the artist is Insane Clown Posse.
So Kelly is obviously a Juggalo. I'm not, but I do respect her decision to support Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, I feel so respected.
And clowns.
You know I love masks, so this is so me. Question number eight. The tours were Milky Milky Milk Tour and Bangers Tour. The fan group was Smilers. And the artist is Miley Cyrus.
So Kelly is a legit smiler and I am not.
That is true. That is true.
It is true. Do you know the rock band that she toured with for the Milky Milky Milk Tour?
No.
Flaming Lips. And I am a Flaming Lips fan. I was like, what is this pairing?
Oh, that would be a fun show.
It's pretty wild.
I would love that pairing. That's a good one. Moving on to round five.
So as always, round number five is our connection round. It is a series of seven seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number eight will be the connection.
Question number one. Chicago is known for what pizza style popularized in the 1970s? Question number two. What is Catherine O'Hara's alliteratively named character in the 1988 cult classic dark comedy film Beetlejuice? Question number three. Who was the second person to set foot on the moon's surface? Question number four. What historical protest by the Sons of Liberty took place on December 16, 1773? Question number 5. What 1980s dad rock staple band released the hits Hip to Be Square and I Want a New Drug? Question number 6. Sporting an impressive mullet, David Spade starred in what 2002 comedy film that featured the tagline, "He came, he cleaned, he conquered"? Question number 7. What 2021 Lizzo and Cardi B hit duet shares a name with an iconic 1977 rock album that took home the Grammy for Album of the Year? It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The pizza style Chicago is known for is deep dish.
Yum.
I'll have it.
Kelly and I had some deep dish pizza in Chicago right before the pandemic hit.
Yeah, let's be honest, the pandemic had hit.
It was literally like the week before the country shut down. It was wild.
Yeah.
And do you remember I found that old lady's wallet in a trash can on the way to the pizza place? And you and Zach were like, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Yes.
And I was like, but there's keys and things.
Yeah. We were like, isn't there like a pandemic?
And I was like, I can't. And I tracked her down. She met us at the pizza place, gave me a hug. It was really sweet.
It was a lot. Question number 2.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that? You'd think that by the third time this episode, I would catch a clue. Was that your Juggalo mask falling to the floor?
I hate that. Shoot, let me pick it up.
Put it back on.
Ah!
Gross. So, in fact, that was our third and final triple tater of our special episode. So if you correctly answer this question, you'll receive 3 points instead of 1.
Catherine O'Hara's alliteratively named character in Beetlejuice is Delia Dietz.
Catherine O'Hara is the best. I feel like she's one of the best comedic actresses of all time.
So good.
Yeah, she's amazing. But also, I just wanted to say that a few Halloweens ago, when Kelly and I first started hanging out, my other friend and I dressed up as a mother-daughter pairing of Delia and Lydia Dietz, and then learned that entire dining room.
So good.
A Deo dance. Deo! And we did perform it on Halloween night.
It was very good. Very fun.
Yeah. We had 2 separate choreography sessions before the party.
No big deal.
Yeah. Very cool.
Question number 3. The second person to set foot on the moon's surface is Buzz Aldrin.
Always a bridesmaid, am I right?
Womp, womp,
womp. He's like, is it good? Did you die? Are you good, Neil? And then he's like, okay, watch me go.
I'll test it out too. Yeah. Question number 4. The historical protest that took place on December 16th, 1773 is the Boston Tea Party.
So obviously, like, only 1770s kids will remember that party, but it was a rager.
LOL.
It went off. Totes lit. I like that England was just like, we don't care.
I know, right? It's not very dramatic.
No.
Question number 5. the 1980s dad rock staple band who released the hits Hip to Be Square and I Want a New Drug is Huey Lewis and the News.
They have an entire album that's just called Sports. Are they great musicians? Sure. Are their songs catchy? Does my dad love them? Of course. But they are ultimate dad rock.
Yes.
So, you know, I kind of relayed that sentiment. And similar to Papa Roach, when I presented this round live, I did have a trivia friend approach me afterwards and was like, just so you know, my wife and I walked down the aisle to Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love.
No.
But I was like, ironically, or?
That's a lot. Question number 6. The 2002 David Spade comedy film that featured the tagline, he came, he cleaned, he conquered, is Joe Dirt.
No, thank you.
Skip.
A hard pass on this one. And then I think there was even a sequel. Like, people eat this stuff up.
That's crazy.
Ding dongs. Usually men just come and conquer, though. They rarely clean. Am I right, Kelly?
Uh-huh. Not in my experience. Question number 7. The 2021 Lizzo and Cardi B hit duet that shares a name with an iconic 1977 rock album is Rumors.
This song was fun. I mean, it definitely felt like sort of corporate fluff, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, but I'll take it.
Like a lot of duets are, but I love it. I jog to it all the time, but love both of them. They're great. Speaking of Lizzo, when I was at the Emmys, I was queued up right next to all of her big girls,
ooh,
her dancers,
yeah,
from her reality show. And they were so pumped up and their energy was so great. If you're going to wait in a line, I'm going to recommend waiting in a line next to them because we were hanging out.
Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Deep Dish,
Delia Dietz,
Buzz Aldrin,
The Boston Tea Party,
Huey Lewis and the News,
Joe Dirt,
and Rumors.
And all of those answers include slang terms for gossip.
Also a great band. Shout out to my friend Beth Ditto, who fronts the gossip. Have you heard any good gossip lately, Kelly?
Can't really say that I have. Moving on to round 6.
This is a round of 7 seemingly unrelated songs that are somehow connected. The answer to number 8 will be The Connection, which will be worth 1 full point. You must list the recording artist and the song title for 1 through 7 for a half point each.
1.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm.
2. Three. Six. 7. H.
And question number 8. How are these songs, numbered 1 through 7, connected? Here are the answers for round 6, our music connection round. Song number 1 was Gold Digger by Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Song number 2 was Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent. Song number 3 was Angel by Sarah McLachlan.
In the arms of the angel, fly away.
Song number 4 was Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
It's true, I'm a sucker for you.
Yeah. Song number 5 was Rooster by Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Song number 6 was Blow Me, One Last Kiss by Pink. Song number 7 was Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine. And question number 8 was the connection between the songs. And the answer is... all song titles begin with a type of fish.
Goldfish, catfish, angelfish, suckerfish.
Cute.
Yeah.
A little bonus content.
Yeah. I do like a music connection round for sure.
It's fun. It's fun.
I just want to say Ted Nugent is not a friend of the show.
Def not.
And that when I had to buy that song,
ugh,
I did have to do so begrudgingly.
Take that.
And I also think that the lyrics to Gold Digger are pretty lousy.
They are. But here we are. They fit the connection.
But Florence and the Machine is lovely, and so is Pink and Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, let's just buy those songs over and over instead.
Sure, sure.
Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week was Argentina.
Never heard of her. Just kidding. Isn't it wild that the anagram is actually the name of a country? I hope that you guys didn't just write down Argentina.
That would be incorrect.
That would be like the laziest anagram ever.
Right? Switch the A's.
And the N's. Good one.
Thanks. The question that went with this anagram was, what American chef and TV personality is best known for hosting the cooking show, The Barefoot Contessa? And the answer is, Ina Garten. Argentina scrambles up to be Ina Garten.
So I'm not like super familiar with Ina Garten, but I will say that I've always hated that name, the Barefoot Contessa. And I think it's mainly because I just don't want to think about feet and cooking, I guess.
Sure, sure, sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like what's the special of the day? Is it jam or corn?
I hate that. Stop. I'm mad at that.
Just wait. Or some bunion rings.
Stop it.
No bunion rings.
Remember when she did that like COVID cooking video that was just a gigantic Cosmopolitan?
Oh, no, I don't remember that. But that's basically what I've been partaking in.
It was hilarious.
I need to get back in shape and out of my fishbowl, but whatever.
I think she released it in 2020 and said... it's always cocktail hour in a crisis.
It sure is.
And just proceeds to dump an entire bottle of vodka.
Oh my gosh, maybe I do like this Barefoot Contessa.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
Happy 3 years.
Woohoo! Go us!
Thanks for doing this with me. You always bring a great energy. Thanks for laughing at all my dumb jokes. I am so happy to have you beside me for this little endeavor, if you will.
No better quizmaster to play sidekick to.
Hey now. But that's also like when parents have one kid and then are like, you're my favorite daughter. And you're like, ugh.
Okay, well, there's other quizmasters.
None of which you've teamed up with.
I wouldn't want to. I go straight for the best. I don't need to try the other ones to know this.
Am I picking a fight based on a compliment? I actually don't think we've ever fought.
I don't think so.
Let's keep it that way.
Sounds good.
No fights, more trivia. I love you very much. I also love all of our taters that continue to listen regularly. Here's the three more, y'all.
Let's do it. I'll bring the gigantic cosmopolitan.
And I will bring a straw.
Bye, everyone.
I will bring a straw and some bunion rings. Bye. Gross.
Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more. Follow us on social media for weekly answer reveals, round reveals, and exciting announcements. And if you find yourself in Southern California and want to catch one of our weekly live quizzes, join us on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in Long Beach at Beach Garden Social House.
This week's background and answer break music was Orange Peel by Kirk Osamayo.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime. Until next time, later, later taters.
Let's look it up. He did.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Bernie's Yearning.
Whoa.
Okay. In 2020, they released Bernie's Back.
I feel like there could be like a more catchy, tastier name than Bernie's Back, but you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, this is pretty awesome.
What's up?
Bernie's Back is billed as hot cinnamon ice cream with one very large chocolate disc on top and a very stiff butter toffee backbone going down the middle.
Amazing.
Okay, so that's a lot.
Delicious, though. Who doesn't like toffee?
But then they explain it. The chocolate disc represents all the wealth that has risen to the top 1%.
Oh my God.
The backbone represents Bernie's steadfast determination to unrig our economy. And the hot cinnamon is our political revolution holding politicians' feet to the fire.
Stop.
To make America work for working people of all races and genders.
This is officially a stretch.
Yeah, it feels like fake, but this is apparently real. If there was a video posted to social media in which Jerry showed the butter toffee backbone and demonstrated how to redistribute the riches of the chocolate disc. So there you go.
It's too far, though. I'm sorry.
It's like a lot of weight to put on ice cream. It's hilarious.
Nice try, guys. So recently, one of my kids was like, you know how Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon? And I was like, I do know. And then she was like, have you ever thought about how Neil A backwards is alien? And I was like, get off. Whatever conspiracy, QAnon. Garbage sites. What's going on?
What YouTube algorithm are you in?
Let me see your search history. Yeah, no, let's not go there. But then also, speaking of rumors, if you look at the Fleetwood Mac album cover rumors, really pay attention to what's happening between Mick Fleetwood's legs because there are two long dangling wooden balls, like ornaments.
Ugh.
And you're like, why? It was actually my backup Halloween costume suggestion with my friend. I was like, well, we could recreate this because I could procure some balls and a pirate blouse. But instead we landed on Siegfried and Roy, which, you know, obviously still a pirate blouse. So, you know, everything comes full circle, you know.
So no big deal. You're covered.
No big deal. I mean, kind of big deal. I mean, pretty cool deal.
That's true. That's true.
A pretty crazy, sexy, cool deal. Sorry. Okay, now we can go on.
I had to get this in there.